Today's daf is Sukkah daf Nun Hey, the second to last daf in Masecha Sukkah. Yesterday we were discussing the chiddush of Rav Acha. Rav Acha had this great chiddush that we blow 9 tekios for each carbon musaf that's brought on a given day. So if there are 2 carbonos musaf, that's going to be 18 tekios for the carbonos musaf, separate shear, separate tekiah for each carbon musaf. So we were discussing, based on that, whether we're ever going to have another day other than the example given in the Mishnah where we have 48 tekios in a day, and whether we're ever going to have days that have more than 48 tekios in the day. Today we're going to spend most of Amud Aleph rejecting Rav Acha, that Rav Acha's chiddush, we're going to have 2 separate tiyuftas on this chiddush of Rav Acha, the second of which is from a brice that teaches about each day's shir shel musaf throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And the Gemara is going to then, once we reject Rav Acha, going to give explanations for what we do with Rav Acha's sources. Rav Acha had a brisa and a pasuk that seemed to back him up. And then the last thing on Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to have 3 approaches to what we do about Kriyas HaTorah and Davening Musaf when we have a Sveika Diyoma. Which day's karban do we highlight? Do we highlight the day of the first possible day that it might be, or the second possible day that it might be? The Gemara is going to have 3 opinions. The third opinion is going to be what we do la halacha, and there are going to be 3 shittos and rishonim how to understand that third opinion. On daf nun hey, I forgot to mention, today's shir is sponsored by Alex and Eti Lefkovich, commemorating the yahrzeit of Alex's grandfather, Rav Zalman Ben Beryl of Shalom. So again, we thank Alex and Eti Lefkovich for the sponsorship, the learning shvi and aliyah for the neshama. On Amud Beis, we have 2 mishnayos. Amud Beis, the first mishnah is going to talk about how the kabbarnos were split amongst the different mishmaros. The Gemara is going to then have a comment about the Shivim Parei Achag, the 70 different parim that are brought on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And then the second Mishnah is going to talk about dividing up the various karbanos on the regalim, on the different Yomim Tovim, not just about the specific ones for Sukkot, but in general how we divide up the various karbanos. So again, let's begin now from we left off toward the bottom of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. So if we recall what we were discussing, we were trying to again reject the shita of Rav Acha, who holds that each carbon musaf gets 9 tekios, gets its own separate shear. So the Gemara had said that we had asked Rav Acha from a brisa that tells us that if you have Rosh Chodesh that's chal on Shabbos, the shear shel Rosh Chodesh is doche the shear shel Shabbos, which we assumed meant that we do only the shear shel Rosh Chodesh and not the shear shel Shabbos. But according to Rav Acha, we should do both, and we should blow tekios for both, and we do the shear for both. So the Gemara had said, no, doche doesn't mean that we only do the shear shel Rosh Chodesh, not the shear shel Shabbos. The word doche means that the shear shel Rosh Chodesh comes before the shear shel Shabbos. That's all it meant. So the Gemara asked, yeah, but that's wrong. Why would that happen? Why would we do the shear shel Rosh Chodesh before the shear shel Shabbos? Generally, the rule is, if you got to do 2 things, and one of them's got to come first, tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem, you always do that which comes more frequently first. Shabbos comes more frequently than Rosh Chodesh does. So why would it be that the shear shel Rosh Chodesh before the shear shel Shabbos? So the Gemara said, leida shehuk for Rosh Chodesh b'zmano. Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason we do an unusual order is to make a public statement about the Rosh Chodesh being hukva b'zmano, that we have established Rosh Chodesh in the zman, and let everybody know that Rosh Chodesh was established. So we do something unusual to draw everybody's attention, specifically giving Rosh Chodesh precedence, to draw everybody's attention to the fact that it is, in fact, Rosh Chodesh, that they have established that day as Rosh Chodesh. So 4 lines from the bottom, at the end of the line, frekli gemara, v'haya kerah avdinan, ha-kerah chrita avdinan. Is that the heker that we make to know that that day is Rosh Chodesh? Don't we do another heker to let it be known that that day is Rosh Chodesh? Ditznan, chel v'tamid shel shachar, nitanim chatzi kefa shel mata b'mizrach. When it comes to the fact of the tamid shel shachar, we put that on the bottom half of the ramp of the mizbeach, on the eastern side, v'shamlu safin nitanim chatzi kefa shel mata b'mariv, and the of the kabur musaf they put on the bottom half of the ramp of the mizbeach on the western side, v'shal Rosh Chodesh nitanim tachas karkov ha'mizbeach l'mata. But on the Rosh Chodesh karbanos, the parts of the Rosh Chodesh karbanos, the evarim of the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, they put closer to the karkov ha'mizbeach, just below the karkov ha'mizbeach, which is the upper half, the top half of the ramp of the mizbeach. So the Rosh Chodesh, the parts of the Rosh Chodesh karban of the musaf of Rosh Chodeshim, is placed above all of the other karbanos of that day. Now, why is it that the other karbanos are put and Vam Rabbi Yochanan Leida Shukvar Rosh Chodesh Bizmano? Rabbi Yochanan says the reason we put it above all the other Evarim of the different karbanos is to make a public statement that Rosh Chodesh was Shukvar Bizmano. So, question mark? How can Rabbi Yochanan say that the way that we let it be known that Rosh Chodesh was Shukvar Bizmano is by the order of the shir, that the shir shal Rosh Chodesh comes before the shir shal Shabbos? Here we have a different statement, Rabbi Yochanan, that the way we make it publicly known that Rosh Chodesh was Hukva Bizmano was based on the placement of the parts of the karbanos on the ramp of the Mizbech before we burn anything, when we place the different parts on the ramp. It has nothing to do with which shear comes first. Says the Gemara, Trei Akeira Avdinan. Could be that we make two different Akeirim, we make two different public statements about the fact that Rosh Chodesh was Hukva Bizmano. The Chazi Hai Chazi, the Chazi Bai Chazi. If some people noticed one of the Akeirim, wonderful, so they noticed that one. Some people noticed the other one. Different people pay attention to different things, and that way hopefully everyone will realize that Huk for Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. Why is it Taka that we put the parts of the other karbanos on the bottom half of the ramp of the Mizbech? Why not in the top half of the ramp of the Mizbech? So several suggestions are offered by Rishonim. The Rosh Maseches Tamid writes that if you put it Lemaila, people might come to burn it right away, and they're not going to go to Davin first, and we're supposed to go Davin first, so in order to delay the burning of the parts, so that's why we put it lemata. Another approach that the Rosh also quotes, and the Mefarish of Maseches Tamid, is that the halach and the halah afterwards should be a halah chashuva. It should be a significant act. If it's already on the top half of the mizbech, on the ramp to the mizbech, it doesn't look like you're really moving it much when you go to be maktir it later on. We want that later haktara to be significant. So that's the second possibility that the Rosh says and that the Mefarish says. Mikdash David suggests that the fact that they would leave him there and go and be Kori Kriyashma and Davin is so that the Haktara should be L'Ratzah and L'Reach Nichoach. If they were to put it Mechatzio L'Mala, it's already considered the Tchilas Hakrava, so it's already too late, meaning you want to, before you do any part of the Hakrava, you want to Davin so that it will be a Reach Nichoach, so that Kodesh Baruch Hu will be happy with it. You don't want to get involved in the process already and then first Davin that it should be Reach Nichoach, so that's why we leave it, generally speaking, on the bottom half of the ramp. But Dafka, for the Musfei Rosh Chodashim, that's what we put on the top half of the ramp to make that hecker, that special hecker, that hook for Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. So now the Gemara challenges Rav Acha again. Again, Rav Acha's great chiddush that we blow 9 tekios and have a separate shear for each carbon musaf of a given day. So Meisvei asks the Gemara, D'tani Rav Bar Shmuel, Yachol Kishem Shetoken al Shabbos Bifnei Atzmo, Val Rosh Chodesh Bifnei Atzmo, Kach Yu Token al Kol Musaf and Musaf. You might have thought that just like we blow separate tekios for Shabbos and separate tekios for Rosh Chodesh, that each and every musaf that you have on any given day, you have separate tekios for Tam Lomar Ubrash Echad Sheichem. That's why the pasuk says Ubrash Echad Sheichem. So the bottom line is, what the Brice is telling us is that once we have this pasuk Ubrash Echad Sheichem, it's telling us that we do not blow separate tekios for each and every musaf of the day. So Tiyufta, Rav Acha, Tiyufta, so that's the Tiyufta on Rabbi Acha. It's directly against Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha said we do blow separate tekios for each musaf of the day. Now that we have the Tiyufta, and there's nothing that's going to undo that Tiyufta, but the Gemara just raises the simple understanding question. This Brisa that we use as a Tiyufta said that from the words of Rashi Chachechem, we somehow see that we don't blow separate tekios for each and every carbon musaf. My Talmudah, how do we see that from the words Uvarashe Chachechem? Meaning, granted, I understand that the Brice is telling me that somehow we derive from that pasuk that Rav Acha is wrong. Good, so Rav Acha is rejected, but how do we derive it from that pasuk? So the Gemara is going to have two possibilities. Possibility number one, Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, Uvarashe Chachechem, Hukshu kol chadashim kulam zelazeh. Uvarashi chachechem tells me that all of the different months have exactly the same halacha and the same number of tekios, even if there are going to be multiple karbanos musaf in a given Rosh Chodesh. Let's say it happens to be, the Rosh Chodesh happens to also be Rosh Hashanah. That falls on Rosh Chodesh every time. So there's going to be multiple karbanos musaf, and yet, Uvarashi chachechem, you blow the same number of tekios that you would in any other Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh. So that's the limud, that there are not separate tekios for each and every carbon musaf of the day. Rav Ashi says, no, it's a different limud. Ksiv chachachem uksiv uvrashay. Veza chodesh yesh l'shnei rashim. What's a chodesh that has two rashim? Rashay is plural. So where do we have a chodesh that has two heads to it? Havyom is a rashana. That's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Vamrachmana chachachem chadhi. But still, chachachem is in the singular. So even though there are two, you have Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, it's still called Chachachem without the Yud. It's written Chaser. So even though it's pronounced Chachachem, plural, but it's written without the Yud, so it's Chaser, it's written Chaser, and therefore we darshan that it only has the amount of tekios that you would have on one Rosh Chodesh. Good, so those are the two possible ways that we darshan from the words of Rashi Chachachem that there's only one set of tekios for the Karbonos Musaf, no matter how many Karbonos Musaf there are on that day, and Rabbi Acha is therefore rejected. Now the Gemara says, Va'otanya, and I have another Brisa to reject Rabbi Acha. In case that wasn't enough to reject Rabbi Acha, we have another Brisa that also is a Tiyuftan Rabbi Acha. B'chol Shalmoi, the Brisa goes through what they would say for the shear of the Musaf on each day of Yantif. So B'chol Shalmoed, Barishon Mayo Yomrim. What would they say on the first day of Chol HaMoed as the shear that goes along with the Karban Musaf? So what they would say is Havala Hashem B'nei Elim. They would say the paragraph of Havala Hashem B'nei Elim, Tehillim Perich Haftes. Good, that was for the first day of Chol HaMoed. Rashi points out, Om Rav Hashem, Kol HaMizmar Al Shem Shayom Tchila Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That entire Mizmar is all about the fact that that day is the first day of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Beis HaShoeva, Dainu Kavon Va'oz, Ubo'os HaMizmar Kol HaShem Al HaMayim Al Shem Nisach HaMayim. And it emphasizes Mayim because of the Nisach HaMayim. V'sheni Mahoyu Omrim. What did they say on the second day of Chol HaMoed? Ula Rasha Amar Al Kim. They say the Tehillim Perek Nun. Ula Rasha Amar Al Kim. And again, Rashi says, V'kol HaMizmar Divrei Kivushin Hein L'Ne'asafim La'azara L'mitzvah Sachag U'smechem Simcha Sachag U'mochicha Malucha Lasapra Chuke Kolomar Lomelcha Lova Labayeze Im Shar Ami Im Eincha Chozer B'tshuva. It's all a Musar to do tshuva and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Uba also Mizmar Ksiv Zevach Lelukim Toda V'shilam La'elyo Nidarecha Al Shechag Asukas Man Bal Ta'acher Hu. And it also emphasizes how you got to bring whatever karbonos that you have outstanding that you still owe to the Beis Hamikdash, because Sukkos is the man of Bal Ta'acher for the Shalosh Regalim, that that's the last time you could bring karbonos without violating Bal Ta'acher. So that's why we would read that on the second day of Chol HaMoed. B'shlishi Maho Yomrim, what would we read? What was the shear of the third day? Mi Yakum Li Im Mireim. They'd read the paragraph of Mi Yakum Li Im Mireim, which is Tehillim Perek Tzadi Dalid. B'reviyu Mayu Yomrim, Binu Ba'arim Ba'am, and on Revi they would read Binu Ba'arim Ba'am, which is also Tehillim Tzadi Dalit. Binu Ba'arim Ba'am, they split that one into two. Ba'chamishi Mayho Yomrim Hasirosi Misevel Shichmo, and on the fifth day they'd read Hasirosi Misevel Shichmo. Ba'shishi Mayho Yomrim, and what would they read on the sixth day? Yimotu Kol Nastei Aretz V'imchal Shabbos Be'echad Mehem. Now if Shabbos is going to be chal on one of those days of Chol HaMoed, so we assume that we're going to read the Shabbos, the shear of Shabbos on that day, and therefore that day's shear is going to be pushed off, and therefore Yimotu Yidche, the last one is going to be pushed out of the Cheshbon entirely, meaning the sixth day that we said we read Yimotu is not going to happen, because whenever Shabbos falls, we read the shear shel Shabbos, and then everything is just pushed back one day, so the last one is pushed off entirely. Rav Safra Manach Bu Simana Hum Vahi. So Rav Safra gave a simon to remember what the various kriyos were. So it's Hey Vav Mem Beis Hey Yud. Rav Papa Manach Bu Simana Hey Vav Mem Hey Beis Yud. He Hum Havi. He switched around the Beis and the Hey. So he switched around the fourth and the fifth days for each other. V'simanayich Ambua De Sifri. And the way to remember who says what is Rav Safra was one that said Hum Vahi. So you remember Ambua De Sifri, and that's the simon to remember who. who held what. On board the Sifri, Rashi points out, literally means Gidude Anashim Anashim Regilim Lahalich B'Mavoi Shel Melamdei Tinokos, that you had groups of men and women that would go in the Mavoi where they would teach children Torah, Shat Tinokos Avoseim V'Moseim Utsuyin Etzlam, because there would always be, it was the carpool line, there were always people, there were always parents bringing their children to the Melamdei Tinokos. Afkan Misha Shmo Safra, so over here also, the guy whose name was Safra, see, on board the Sifri just means the traffic by the Sifri, by the Melamdei Tinokos. But we're saying it as a way to remember that the person whose name is Safra, his simon is Humvahi, that's similar to the word Amvua. So that's the simon, that's the way to remember who says what. But bottom line is, Tiyufta de Ravacha Brachanina Tiyufta. This is a Tiyufta on Ravacha again, because Ravacha said that we have a separate tkiyah for each Musaf, presumably a separate shear, and he said explicitly a separate shear for each Musaf as well. And yet over here we're saying, no, when Shabbos falls out on one of these days, you got to be docha that shear for another time. All the shear, every day's shear is pushed back. Why do you have to push it back? Just read that shear and read the shear Shal Shabbos. Elamai, Rabbi Acha is incorrect. We reject Rabbi Acha. So we have another Tiyufta against Rabbi Acha. So the Aruch Tanna raises the obvious question. Once we already have a first Tiyufta against Rabbi Acha, why is it necessary to bring a second Tiyufta? We had nothing to tell us that there was anything wrong with the first Tiyufta. The first Tiyufta seemed pretty ironclad. So why did we need another Tiyufta against Rabbi Acha? And the Sefer Sukkos David, he quotes from a Ksav Yad of Shlomo Kluger that asks this, and he says that we could have said that the miut from the pasuk of Rashi Chachechem, which was the first Tiyufta against Rabbi Acha, was only there to tell me that you don't need to be Tokea. And Rabbi Acha is saying that it's mutter to be Tokea, and it's not a violation of Baltosif, and therefore Rabbi Acha teaches that it's midrabanan, that we need to be Tokea. I mean, Rabbi Acha, when he says that we're Tokea nine times, says, I'm not against that, for could have said, I'm not against that first Raisa. That first Raisa, Rosh HaShechem, is telling me, we don't need to be Tokea Midar Raisa nine times for each Karban Musaf. Granted, we don't need to be Midar Raisa, but I hold it's Taka Mutter to be Tokea, and I have a pasuk that tells me that it's Mutter to be Tokea, and once it's Mutter to be Tokea, midrabanan, they were Misakin that we should be Tokea. So that's why we bring a second Braisa that tells us that even midrabanan, there's no Chiv, because the second Braisa tells us we just push off the shear, that we have to push it off to the next day. So that's maybe what the second Braisa adds that the first one does not add. Of course, none of that is in the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara doesn't point out that weakness with the first Tiyufta. The Aruch Lenar suggests something different. He says that there are two chidushim in Rabbi Acha. One chidush of Rabbi Acha is that we sing a separate shir for each musaf, and the second one is that we're tokea separately for each shir. From the Braisa of Rav Bar Shmuel, we see that we're not tokea twice. From the second Braisa, we see that we don't sing two separate shiros. So each one attacks a different element of Rabbi Acha's statement. One is about the tkios, and one is about the shir that accompanies the musaf of each one. And the other possibility that the Aruch Lenar suggests is Rabbi Acha brought a makor from a Braisa and a pasuk. So good, we have a Braisa that's against Rabbi Acha. That's very nice that we have a Braisa that's against Rabbi Acha, and that Braisa quotes a pasuk also. But Rabbi Acha had a Braisa and a pasuk on his side as well. So who's to say that the Braisa and the Pasuk that we quote up here is better than the Braisa and the Pasuk that Rabbi Acha quoted? That's why we need a second Braisa, to show that Rabbi Acha is not just against one Braisa, he's against several Braisos. So it's not just it's not an even battle in terms of who's against who. It's against several different Braisos that Rabbi Acha was against. Now, we also had mentioned that Bashishi Yimotu, that we read on the sixth day, Yimotu. So the reason we say that on the sixth day, there are several reasons offered by Rishonim. Rashi over here says that it's a musar and an asara for hafrashas trumas umaisros aniv rosh hatzdiku, and that we shouldn't be chayv misa b'chashecha yisalachu by being mezalzel in matnos aniim. The Ritva says yimotu kol mosteyaretz is a remez to churban ha'olam be'elef hashishi, that the world is going to be destroyed in the elef hashishi, in the sixth millennia. The Meiri says that from the pasuk al kim nitzav badas kel, it's a remez that on Chag we're nidon alamayim, that it's Yom Adin, and that we're nidon alamayim. So different possibilities, and you have to look through all these Rashi's, different explanations of why we read each day's shir on that particular day of Chol HaMoed. But so far, what we have done in this Amud is we have pretty adamantly rejected Rabbi Acha's Chiddush from two separate brises. So now the Gemara goes back and says, well, wait a second, it's nice to show that all these brises are against Rabbi Acha, but you have to remember that Rabbi Acha also had some support for his Shita. He didn't make it up out of nowhere. For Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, Kro Masnisa Kamar, Rabbi Acha bar Chanina had a pasuk and he had a brisa to back him up. So it wasn't he didn't say it out of nowhere. So what are we going to do with Rabbi Acha bar Chanina's pasuk and brisa? If you remember on Nundal Ramrav, Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, we said Aisim Aisi Masnisa Biyadei. He brought a brisa. The brisa darshan's a pasuk. Ubnei Aaron Akarnim Yitku Bechatzotros. It already said it to Katan. Why did it say Yitku again? Hakol Lefi Yamusafin Token. So he said Hakol Lefi Yamusafin Token. Rabbi Acha says, what do you think that means? Hakol Lefi Yamusafin Token. It means that you're tokeh separately for every musaf. So this brisa quotes a pasuk to tell me Hakol Lefi Yamusafin Token. Rabbi Acha says, I'm pretty sure that means you blow separate skills for each and every musaf. So what are you going to do? You got a brisa that darshan's a pasuk. What are we going to do with Rabbi Acha's brisa that darshan's a pasuk? So Gemara says, what are we going to do with it? Two possibilities. Amar Avina Lomar Shema Arichin Bitzkios. Maybe Rabbi Acha misunderstood the brisa. Yeah, the brisa has a pasuk, and the pasuk's telling me that we're mosif bitzkios. That doesn't necessarily mean we blow a separate set of 9 tekios for each carbon musaf. Most of bitkios might just mean ma'arichin bitkios, that we blow longer tekios, but that's all it's telling us. As Rabbi said, Brisa Ketavi Stama, Akolafiyam Musaf and Token. All the Brisa said is Akolafiyam Musaf and Token. Rabbi Acha thinks it means separate tekios for every musaf. But no, maybe it just means that we are ma'arich bitkios, and it's telling me that the length of tekios should be longer when there are two musafin, and you say the shir after they're bringing the nusachim of both of those musafin. That's all he's saying. That's one possibility. Rabbanan de Kishri Mishrei de Rav Acha Omer Amri Lomar Shemarbe Betokin. Not that they blow longer tekios, nor that they blow a separate set of tekios, but rather Shemarbe Betokin, that they add chatzotros and their tokea yachad together, the chatzotros and the shofars together. That's all it means, that or the multiple chatzotros together. They didn't poke some mishtei chatzotros, that you don't have any less than shtei chatzotros and two chatzotros. That's what it means, hakol lefi hamusafin, that you blow multiple people are blowing at the same time, but not that you're going to blow a separate set of tekios for the various karbanos musaf. So that's what the brisa that Rabbi Acha had quoted was really trying to say, and we reject the shita of Rabbi Acha entirely. Now it seems therefore that since we reject Rabbi Acha, so on a day that they have two musafin, therefore we are still marba betkios. We accept the brisa that he quoted. It just means something else. It means that either the length or the number of tokim are different. So the achronim all have a problem because the Rambam Klei Hamikdash Perek Zayin Halacha Hey doesn't quote this halacha at all. He doesn't say anything different about when you have multiple kavanos musaf. He just says that you blow the same number of tekios, but he doesn't say that they should be longer. He doesn't say more people should be blowing. He leaves out this halacha. Now we can reject Rabbi Acha. That's fine. But the way to account for his brisa is by then saying that something is different about these tekios, and the Rambam sort of ignores that part about how something is different about these tekios. So the Aruch HaNer says that maybe the Rambam was mesupak hadapaskin and mechoser hachra'a hishmit, because he couldn't be machria which of these two explanations to take, the ma'arichin betekios or the marbe betokin, so therefore he left out the din entirely. Very difficult to understand that's what the Rambam was doing over there, that the Rambam couldn't be machria. Is there any other place that the Rambam just leaves out a halacha entirely because he's not sure how to be machria in a halacha? And aside from that, it's a din d'oraisa pashtus over here. If you're not sure what to do, you have a suffix, which sheet is correct on a din d'oraisa, probably you should do both. Subject Araisa L'chumra, right? So because we're dashing from Pasuk. Remember, Rabbi Acha's Braisa had a Pasuk. We're dashing from Pasuk. So we're dealing with the Dindar Raisa over here. So Pashtus is that this is that's a very difficult Rambam. It doesn't help so much. The Sfasemis thinks the Rambam does allude to it in his Lashon. The Rambam says Token Teisha Bulvad Lekala Musafin. Sfasemis thinks that means Ma'arichin Atzkios Kol's Man Karbanos Musafin, that you Ma'arich Atzkios throughout the entire all of the Musafin that have to be brought. Because it says Token Teisha Bulvad Lekala Musafin. So the Atzkios should be Lekala Musafin. So Sfasemis thinks it is in the Rambam. You just have to read the Rambam a little more carefully in order to find it in the Rambam. Okay, so now the Gemara raises a totally separate question. We who have 2 days of Yontif, because we have a Sveikat Yoma, meaning we in Chutz Laaretz or in Bavel, so what do we do in terms of the Musaf, the Tefillah of Musaf, and what do we do in terms of Kriyas HaTorah? Which day do we read? Because each day has a separate carbon on Sukkot. It's not like Pesach, where every day of Chol Moed is the same carbon. Each day has a separate set of carbonos. So which days do we read? Now Rashi points out that there's no shaila about the second day of Yontif, a day that we're celebrating, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, because there's no way you're allowed to read a korban of Chol HaMoed on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, because that would be a zilzul in Yontif. So you're definitely reading the day one korban on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. He says the question that the Gemara really has is Bishar Hayamim, is all the other days of Chol HaMoed, starting with the first day of Chol HaMoed. Do we say on the first day of Chol HaMoed, do we read a B'yom HaSheni, which really we should have said the previous day? Or maybe the first day of Chol HaMoed, we read a B'yom HaShlishi, and B'yom HaSheni we just don't read at all, because it's a suffix, so we just ignore it entirely. So what do we do? Which day's Kriya do we read? So says the Gemara, three possibilities, three answers. Possibility number one, Abai Yomar Sheni Yidcha. So Abai says, forget about Sheni, go straight to Shlishi. For the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the third day of Yontif for us, we have to read it as the third day of Yontif. And forget about the second day of Yontif. We just don't read that at all, because you can't read it on the second day of Yontif since we're celebrating Yontif. Rava Amar Shvi Yidcha. Rava says, no, you never read Shvi, meaning on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you read Sheni, and on the B'yom HaSheni, and on the third day of, on the second day of Chol HaMoed, you read B'yom HaShlishi, etc. So we're a day behind, and therefore we never read B'yom HaShvi. Tani Kavase de Rava, we have a brisa that supports Rava's Shita, which again was that Sheni Yidcha, that we just skip Sheni, Imchal Shabbos Lios Be'echad Mehen, Yimotu Yidcha. The brisa that we just said, that if Shabbos falls out on any of these days, so Yimotu is pushed off, which is the last one is pushed off. So apparently, we push away the last one, we don't push away the earlier ones. So you see that brisa says like Rava. Then we have a third possibility of what to do, and this is what we do, Iskan Amemra Ben Adah, Dimidalgi Delugi. Amemra was Sakin in Arda, that we should be medaleg, that we should skip. What does it mean that we should skip? Says Rashi, v'nimtzu kulana omdin, we should say all of them. Omrim b'yom rishon shel Chol HaMoed, b'yom ha'sheni, u'b'yom ha'shlishi. Savik sheni, savik shlishi. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, we should read b'yom ha'sheni and b'yom ha'shlishi, because it's a savik sheni, savik shlishi. The next day, b'yom ha'shlishi, b'yom ha'rvi, etc., etc. And he says, that's diluge. Diluge doesn't always mean to literally skip something. The word diluk sometimes means to go back, meaning to read again, to repeat a reading. The Gemara says this in Maseches Megillah. The Gemara has a long discussion, Megillah Daf Chaf Beis, about how to read the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh, given all the rules of Kriyas HaTorah, that you're not allowed to stop within three psukim of the beginning or the end of a parsha, that every pasuk needs to have, every aliyah needs to have at least three psukim. So what do we do about the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh? So one of the suggestions, and the one that we hold like, is that we're medalig. What it means medalig is that we repeat a pasuk in the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. We read Aleph Beis Gimel, then we read Gimel Dalet Hey in the next Aliyah. So that's what medalig means over here as well. That we go back and we repeat a pasuk. So he says, just in the same way we do that by Tefillah, we do it by Kriya Satorah as well. So Rashi. So the way it turns out, Rashi over here says the way it works out is that the first three aliyahs don't really matter. You can read whatever you want. The fourth aliyah is the only one that really makes a difference, because the fourth aliyah is the one that we're adding since it's a special day. Meaning any day that you would lay, you'd always lay a minimum of three aliyahs. So that doesn't really tell you anything about the day. The fact that we read a fourth aliyah in Chol HaMoed, that's the statement. So that's the one that's going to have to be about the day. So he says, read whatever you want. The the first three aliyos. Then by Revi'i, you have to read both Sveikos of the Yom. So if it's the first day of Chol HaMoed, you have to read B'yom HaSheni, B'yom HaShlishi for the Revi'i Dafka. That's how Rashi says. Then Rashi quotes a minhag of his Rebbeim that that you can't just do whatever you want for the first few aliyos. He says the minhag of his Rebbeim was that the Kohen and Levi would read the Sveikei Ayom, which would mean on the first day of Chol HaMoed, the Kohen would read B'yom HaSheni and the Levi would read B'yom HaShlishi, and then Yisrael would read the next day's Aliyah, which was B'yom HaRevi'i, and then the Achron is closer back to the Sveikei Ayom, to B'yom HaSheni and B'yom HaShlishi. And that's the minhag that Rashi quotes from his Rebbeim. Tosos over here, and the only Tosos on the Yomid over here, Tosos over here says that the first two read the two Sveikos. The Kohen reads B'yom HaSheni, the Levi B'yom HaShlishi, and the last two also read the two Sveikos, meaning the Yisrael reads B'yom HaSheni on the first day of Chol HaMoed, and the Achron reads B'yom HaShlishi, not like Rashi, where the Achron reads both of the Sveikos Ayom, because Rashi's main point was that the Achron's the only one that matters, so he's got to read both Sveikos Ayom. Tosos says, no, we just repeat the whole Kriya, we do 1-2, 1-2, that's the way we go through the Kriya each and every day. The Shita of the Rif is that the Kohen is Kari B'yom HaSheni, again on the first day of Chol HaMoed, the Kohen is Kari B'yom HaSheni, the Levi B'yom HaShlishi, the Yisrael repeats B'yom HaShlishi, and then the Achron goes back and says B'yom HaSheni U'B'yom HaShlishi. So different Shitos have had to work it out to make sure that we read both Sveikos Hayom on the different days of Chol HaMoed. But again, the baseline for Rashi was that the whole issue of the sugya is only on the days of Chol HaMoed. But in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, we definitely only say the Shir Shel Yom Tov, and we don't mention anything about it being the first day of Chol HaMoed, because that would be a zilzal in Kedushas Yom Tov. The Ritva quotes a sheet that disagrees and says, since Midaraisa, Yom Tov Sheni is the first day of Chol HaMoed, so we should read both Kriyos B'chamisha Asar and B'yom HaSheni, and therefore when we say Midalig Deluge, it means even on the second day of Yom Tov, not just for the days of Chol HaMoed. This Eitz of Midalig Deluge is for all the days of Yom Tov. Okay, new Mishnah. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Hayusham Yud Gimel Parim, on the first day of Sukkot, so they had multiple karbanos. So basically, in order to understand this Mishnah, you have to realize that there are 24 mishmaros of Kohuna. Each mishmar worked for 1 week. The mishmar itself divided themselves into batei av. Each base av worked for 1 day of the week that mishmar was working. On the regalim, all the mishmaros were shaveh, meaning all of them split their karbanos equally. And any kohen who wanted to be oved had the opportunity, an equal opportunity to be oved, and they would split up the kachim also. They would split up the actual karbanos that they got to eat. The karbanos of Sukkot, though, are somewhat complicated. There are many, many karbanos. Every day they would bring 2 elim for a carbon ola for the musaf, 14 kvasim for the ola, for an ola for the musaf, and siirizim lechatas, and they'd have a siirizim for a carbon chatas. And in addition to that, there were shivim parim that were olos that were brought throughout the days of Sukkot, but those numbers changed throughout the days of Sukkot. On the first day it was 13 parim, and the second day 12, third day it was 11, etc. Until the seventh day they were only bringing shiva parim. On Shmini Atzeres they didn't bring shisha parim, they didn't continue in that order of just going down one par on Shmini Atzeres. Rather, they were only maybe par echad on Shmini Atzeres. So our Mishnah divides up the karbanos amongst the Kohanim, how they would divide up amongst the different families of the Kohanim. So says Mishnah, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, the first day of Sukkot, Hayusham Shlosha Asar Parim, they had 13 parim, Elim Shnayim, 2 Elim for the Olav, Sayer Echad for a Chatos, 1 Sayer for a Chatos. So those are 16 karbanos. Those 16 karbanos could be divided up into amongst 16 mishmaros of Kohuna, a karban for each mishmar of Kohuna. And how many mishmaros were left? If you used up already 16 mishmaros of Kohuna, so Nishtairu Sham, Arbas or Kvasim, Lishmona mishmaros. You have 8 mishmaros left, and you have 14 kvasim. Now the 14 kvasim doesn't change. The parim is the number that changes. But how we're going to divide up those 14 kvasim depends on how many mishmaros weren't taken care of already with one of the parim. So amongst those 14 kvasim and 8 mishmaros, what would you do? V'yom rishon shisha makrivin shnayim shnayim, v'ashar echad echad. So 6 of the remaining mishmaros would get to bring two of the kvasim each, and that would account for 12 of the kvasim, and then the two remaining mishmaros would bring one keves each, and that would account for all 14. B'sheni, on the second day, where you're one par less, so you only took care of 15 of the mishmaros with the karbanos aside from the kvasim, so now again, you have 14 kvasim, you have chamisha makrivin shnayim shnayim, you have five mishmaros bringing two kvasim each, vashar echad echad, and the other mishmaros, the other four mishmaros, bring one keves each, and that's how you have 14 kvasim divided amongst nine mishmaros of kuna, because there are nine mishmaros that were not taken care of by the par and the sa'ir and the elim. So bashlishi, on the third day, where again you're another par down, so you have to divide only amongst 14 mishmaros the par and the sa'ir and the elim, sarbam, and now you have 10 mishmaros to divide up the 14 kvasim, sarba, makrivin, shnayim, shnayim, the four of the mishmaros bring two each, vashar, echad, echad, and it keeps on going, I'm not going to say it all out every time, varvi, on the fourth day, shlosha, makrivin, shnayim, shnayim, three mishmaros bring two kvasim each, vashar, echad, echad, and the remaining mishmaros bring one each, bachamishi, on the fifth day, where again you're another par down, shnayim, makrivin, shnayim, shnayim, two of the mishmaros bring two kvasim each, vashar, echad, echad, and all the other mishmaros bring one each, bashishi, on the sixth day, echad makrav shnayim, one mishmar gets to bring two kvasim, vashar echad echad, and the others get to bring only one. Bashvi'i, on the seventh day, kulan shavin, then everybody's equal again, everybody brings just one keves. And then bashmini comes along, shmini atzeres, where they bring only one par, one ayil, and shiva kvasim, so a total of nine karbanos. So these karbanos are never going to be able to work out in the seder, to work out to satisfy all the mishmaros. So what do? Chazul lepayis. They go back and they make a raffle in order to decide kibur galim, just like they do by every other yantif where they don't have enough karbanos to satisfy all the different mishmaros. So you have to do a payis. They have to do a raffle in order to figure out. So now the Mishnah just describes how they would divide up the avoda of the mishmaros on the days of Chag when it comes to the avodas haparim. On the first day they would divide up the parim from the mishmar that was mentioned first in Divrei Hayamim. So the 13 mishmaros that brought a par in Yom Rishon were in order from the way the mishmaros are mentioned in Divrei Hayamim. On the second day, Amru, they would say, Mishi Yikriv Parim Hayom, whoever brought the 13 mishmaros they got to bring on the first day, Lo Yakriv Lamachar, don't get to bring a special par the next day. They don't get to bring a special par. Ella, Chozun Chalila. You start the Hakravas HaParim from the Mishmar that you stopped the previous day, and then you just keep going around in taking turns. So all the Mishmaros bring except for the last two Mishmaros, bring three Parim, because there are 70 Mishmaros. I mean, there are 24 Mishmaros, there are 70 Parim, so 70 doesn't divide by 24 evenly. It's you have 22 of the Mishmaros bring three each, and then two of the Mishmaros bring two each, and that's how you get to the 70 parim. So the last two mishmaros don't get to take a third turn bringing parim. They only get to take two turns bringing the parim. So that's how they will divide up the karbanos. So it says, "Mar name Masis and Rebbe Hivlo Rabbanan." Our Mishnah sounds like it's going like the Shita of Rebbe and not like the Shita of the Rabbanan. Why? D'tanya, we have a brisa para b'bishmini b'tchilim mafisan of divrei Rebbe. Rebbe's the one that holds that the par that they bring on Shmini Atzeres, they do a new raffle to determine who gets to bring it. V'chamomrim achas mishtei mishmaros zelo shil shabaparim also. So the Chum say, no, remember there are two mishmaros that didn't get to bring parim a third time around. They only got two turns to bring parim. So one of those guys should be able to bring the par for Shmini Atzeres. But you see that our Mishnah is not like the Rabbanan. Our Mishnah seems to be going like Rebbe, that they go back to a pious. They go back to drawing lots on Shmini Atzeres. Says Marna, afilu teim Rabbanan. Our Mishnah could be going like the Rabbanan. Atu shtei mishmaros lo afu sebai. How are you going to determine which, even if you assume like the Rabbanan, that one of those two mishmaros that only had two turns to bring parim is going to be the one to bring the par on Shmini Atzeres? How are you going to determine which of the two mishmaros brings the par in Shmini Atzeres, if not with a raffle? So you still do a pious, you still have to do a raffle, but not between all the mishmaros for the carbon on Shmini Atzeres, but between the two mishmaros that are still in the running for that par in Shmini Atzeres. So says Mark Manazah Detani, what about the following price? Who's this going like? Kol mishmaros shonos u'mishalshos chutz mishnei mishmaros shonos ve'mishalshos. That the price says that every mishmar gets three turns to bring a par, except for two of the mishmaros don't don't get three turns to bring a par. So name a Rebbe below Rabbanan. That's got to be going like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan, because according to the Rabbanan, on Shemini Atzeres, one of the two that haven't been taken care of yet gets taken care of on Shemini Atzeres. So there's only going to be one that doesn't get to bring a par. So says Marna, I feel the Rabbanan. We could even assume it's going like the Rabbanan. Milo Shilshu bepare achag. When it says those shilshu, it means it's those shilshu on the 70 parei achag. But in a chinami, we compensate one of them by being able to bring a par in Shmini Atzeres, but there are two that are lo shilshu in the order of the parei achag. Umay kamashman, what's it teaching me? Ha kamashman, mi shikrav par mayom, lo yakriv, lemachar el chazun chalila. And the whole chiddush is just that they take turns in the parei achag, that whichever mishmaros brought today don't get to bring tomorrow, because they keep on going round and round, they keep on taking turns in the terms of who gets to bring the Pariachag. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hani Shivim Parim Kenegan Mi. Why 70 Parim? Where does the number 70 come from? So Kenegan Shivim Umos. It relates to the 70 Umos HaOlam. Par Yechidi Lama. Why is there one par on Shmini Atzeres? Kenegan Uma Yechida. That relates to the Uma Yechida, the one nation, to Klal Yisrael. Mashal Melch Basav Adam. It's like a Melch Basav Adam. Shamar La Avadu V'ses Tuz Avadim. Asuli Su'uda Gedola. Make for me a large Su'uda. Yom Achron Amar Lo Avo. Asuli Su'uda Ketana Kadesha Ahana Mimcha. And then on the last day, he says to his beloved friend, make for me a small su'udah so we could enjoy each other's company. Am Rabbi Yochanan, oy lahem la'ovdei chachavim sha'avdu ve'in yodin ma'sha'avdu. Woe unto the ovdei chachavim that they lost something big and they don't even realize what they lost. B'zman she'beis ha'migdash kayam mizbeach mechaper alehen va'achshav mi mechaper alehen. The goyim had the mizbeach mechaper for them when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Now they have no kapar left. They have nothing to be mechaper for them. What about Klal Yisrael? So there are two ways to understand this. One way to understand this is it's not Oilem L'Klal Yisrael, because we know Masha Avdu. We realize that we lost the opportunity for Kapara. The other possibility is, no, we didn't lose the opportunity for Kapara. The Gemara says in a couple of places, in Masechet Tainis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu says, B'mei Edaki Roshana, what's Klal Yisrael going to do when they don't have Karbanos? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nushalma Parim Sfaseinu. Don't worry, if you don't have Karbanos, you'll always be able to say Karbanos. And saying the Parshios of the Karbanos is going to be Makom the Hakrava of the Karbanos. That's going to be your kiyum of the Karbanos. So we're still going to be able to have a Kapara. But the Yumas Holim don't get that deal. They don't get a Neshalm of Parm Sfaseinu. They only have the Mizbeach. Not only do they not get the deal of Neshalm of Parm Sfaseinu, the Aruch Lener points out that the Umas Holim are allowed to be Makriv on Bamos. The Rambam writes this in Maisar Karbanos. The Umas Holim have no Isser of Bamos. But you see, what's Mechaper for the Umos is not the Karban, it's the Mizbeach. Because otherwise they wouldn't have lost anything. They could still be Makriv on Bamos. So not only do they not have the neshama promise of Seinu, even when they're able to bring a karban on a bama, that's not mechaper for them either. The only thing that's mechaper is the mizbeach itself. There's the Gaon Yaakov explains this su'udah katana that we talk about. He says that when people make su'udos, usually there are two potential reasons to make su'udos. One is to have a big party with a lot of food, and the other is to enjoy people's company. And he says usually the two don't go hand in hand. When it's a giant party with a lot of food, so usually you don't really get to enjoy people's company. You don't really get to spend time and talk to people, and you're just having a party. So it's more about the party than it is about the people. When you have a lesser amount of food, normally you have more of an opportunity to, in a more intimate setting, to get to talk to people. So he said that's what the su'udah gadol is for the Umos HaOlam, because the ikar isn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really want to spend time, so much intimate time with the Umos HaOlam. But Klal Yisrael, it's a su'udah katana, because that's going to be the emphasis of the su'udah, to be able to spend time together with Klal Yisrael. Okay, we're out of time. We're going to have to rush a little bit tomorrow, I guess. Okay.